No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to be interviewing Jeanette Schnall, and Jeanette is an American who moved to Cuba, to Chile, and she lives there now. She actually sells real estate.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, Jeanette.
Good morning,
Jeanette,
how
are you there? Jeanette Schnall, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I can hear you.
Okay, fine. Well, would
you
tell
me?
Our listeners why you moved to Chile?
I'm sorry, it's not coming in very well. Would you please repeat your question?
Oh, could you tell our listeners why you moved to Chile?
Certainly. My story is that 7 years ago, I became very concerned about what I saw happening in the United States. And I had a young son at the time, and I decided that I really felt that I needed to take my family someplace where we would be safe from what I considered to be the financial storm and the, political storm that was going to be coming. We had moved further into the countryside, and we just felt that that wasn't going to do it. So we finally sort of decided that we needed to go elsewhere. I did a lot of research, and we chose Chile, ultimately. We thought that that would be the best place for us.
All right. Now, basically, tell us a little bit about Chile. Is Chile a stable nation? Is the currency stable? What's the situation there?
Well, Chile is having a little bit of trouble hearing. I think we have not very good reception today, but I caught most of your questions. So Chile is a very stable country, and they use a peso for their money, and it's quite stable. It's a natural resource-based economy, so copper is one of their main outputs, and so they use this to stabilize the currency. They also have exports, such as salmon. Chile is the second largest exporter of salmon, and they're a large exporter of wine. They also have a lot of mining, and one of the things they produce is different types of chemicals. And timber, very large into the pulp industry.
I'm going to ask our producer to call you back again. Do you want to go ahead and hang up, and I'll ask our producer to call you back again, see if we get a better line, okay? So I'm going to ask, I hope our producer will pick up and call Jeanette back again. Because we're having a terrible time hearing her. There's beeping in the background. But basically, Jeanette, I think, is one of a growing number of people who just simply picked up and moved to another country. And I understand people feeling that way. Certainly, we are moving into a very, very difficult time. And so I'm going to hope that our producer will call Jeanette back just as soon as he can, because I do want you to hear her story. Basically, we talked to Jeanette last night. She sells property, of course, so she has a vested interest in people being interested in that part of the world. But basically, property values are somewhat lower than they are here. They were able to build a nice home there for about $75 a square foot. And so for $75,000, well, they had a nice home for themselves, a 1,000-square-foot home. Food prices are somewhat lower than they are here, that you can get health insurance. So, and basically, there are a fair number of foreigners who actually live in that area. She, in fact, lives in an enclave primarily made up of foreigners. A lot of people from Europe are moving to Chile, interestingly enough, and I was fascinated by that. So I'm going to just call our producer back, and so there'll be just a moment here. Well, hopefully we'll just wait until we have the first break. But if our producer is listening, I hope he will put the call in again for Jeanette so we can get her onto the line. But Jeanette basically tells me that the people there are really receptive. They like Americans. It's a beautiful country.
Trent, I am sorry. That's not a valid extension. Please try again.
All right. Hopefully, producer will try once again to get our guest back on the line. But anyway, Jeanette sent me his, gives glowing accounts of she and her friends are looking for political stability, and there are many, many people who feel we're moving into a period of crisis. I personally believe that's true. I believe I've called to do what I'm doing, and so
transfer. I am sorry. That's not a valid extension. Please try again.
I hope our producer will pick up the call and try to get through to our guest again. I don't know whether he's listening to the program. Yes.
Yes. She is on the other line. For some odd reason, something's going on with this button that I'm supposed to beep you. It's telling you a valid wrong number. But she's supposed to be live right now with you.
All right, Jeanette, are you there?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Okay, fine. Well, that sounds better. All right, fine. Well, I've just been telling the people some of the things we talked about last night. You say that you actually are able to buy a health insurance policy there that takes care of most of your health costs?
Yes, we have several forms of health insurance here. One method is called FONASA, which is an acronym. I forgot what the Spanish is for that. That's more of a public service. And we also have another service that's called ASPIRE, ASPIRE, and those are private health insurances. And as an expat here, you can choose, actually you can buy like a year contract, and you know, choose which clinic you want to go to. And I don't have all of the rates, but they start for, say, several hundred dollars per month to cover your costs. I remember when you were in the United States, when you paid family insurance, I think you were paying about $1,300 a month. So,
okay, you hold that nice thought. Savings. We'll be back in a moment with Jeanette Schnall.
Florida Tile in Fort Collins is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return home. We honor those who've given their lives to fight terrorism. This message is courtesy of Florida Tile at 1833 East Harmony Road, number 9 in Fort Collins. They support the men and women of our armed forces in our community. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest again is Jeanette Schnall, and she's living in southern Chile. Jeanette, would you like to get your telephone number out in case anybody would like to get in touch with you?
Yes, I would like to. I have a USA-based telephone number, which is a voice-over internet provider, and the number is 413-835-7961. And my website is www.
Repeat the telephone number again, please.
Okay, sure. It's 413-835-7961.
And your webpage?
Sure. It's www.southernchileproperties.com. And it's... You forget that. All you have to do is Google Southern Chile real estate or Chile real estate, and it'll be on one of the first one or two pages.
And, of course, you can also
go
to my Radio Liberty homepage, and we now have a link up directly to Southern Chile Properties. So go to our homepage at RadioLiberty.com. And that is a very nice web page there talking about what life is like there and pictures of the area. And apparently there are a lot of mountains, and certainly it's a very temperate climate. Now, if you have a question at all, would like to ask another question, she'll be with us for a few minutes more. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524 here. 877-254-7524. But there are a number of people, you said, both from the United States and from Europe, who have moved into your area. Is that correct?
I didn't catch the whole question. You asked about people in our area. You said
yes,
you
said people, Americans and people from Europe, have moved into the area.
Yes. Well, we're in the south of Chile, and I guess as a whole, over the whole country, there's supposedly approximately like 250,000 foreigners. Bulk of those are from immigrants from Peru and Argentina because of the economic crisis that went on there in the past decade. A lot of Argentines have moved here, but... So there is a number of expats here, under 100,000 probably at this point. But there are more and more people moving, and mostly the foreigners are, headed up to Santiago, where there's probably like a population of about 7 million up there. This part of the country is fairly thinly settled, but we are getting a lot more Americans and Europeans moving here And for the same reason that I moved 7 years ago, people are concerned about the growing police state in the United States. And the nice thing about this country is that the police are really still peace officers, and there is no corruption in the police force like we have in other Latin American countries. So property prices are very reasonable here, and the economy is stable. So a lot of people are coming here and bringing their families, because it's a great place to raise kids. It's a Catholic country. It's very stable. The family is really the center of the community. And, you know, the people are very, they're reserved. They're very friendly and sweet. So it's a great place to live.
Well, now the government is actually encouraging foreigners to come, aren't they? Haven't they made it very easy for foreigners to move into that area?
Yes, and they have. Actually, one of the things I did when I started doing research for a country to live in, because I used to work for a division of Procter & Gamble in the international department, so I traveled quite a bit, and I personally lived in Asia myself for 3 years. So, you know, I looked at different maps of the world and sort of X'd out different places, and as I created my short list, I started looking into countries and what would take to move to a country. You need to have certain assets or certain qualifications for the different countries. But Chile is making it very attractive for people to immigrate here, especially good for people, say, who are retired, because the program is such that if you can show that you have a demonstrable pension, either from a government or a private source, of, say, approximately $1,000 to $1,500 a month, that you have enough money to take care of yourself. They look for, it's a guideline. It's done on a case-by-case basis. You have to have upstanding character. You have to pass a physical. But more or less, if you have the pension and you have, say, around $35,000 to $50,000 in the bank minimum, and well, especially if you could buy a property, if you have a sincere interest in living here and learning about the country and the culture, then you could apply for what's called a temporary residency visa. And after 1 year of living here, you would apply for your permanent residency, and then essentially you would get to live here, you know, permanently.
And, of course, they made it very easy for people to come in legally, and because they're welcoming people coming into their country from other countries. And
yes,
so
and the people, I'm sorry.
Go right ahead.
So I was going to say that the people here are very welcoming. They like Americans. And we're easily accepted. There's really no problem. There's no discrimination or anything like that. So people can very easily, just fit right into the culture here, and it's very comfortable to do business or get around or go to stores or whatever. So I never feel pressured. I don't speak Spanish very well. I'm learning. I've been here under a year. So this will be my third language I'm picking up. But, so my Spanish isn't that great, but I still manage. So I think, you know, for people that are worried about that, if you can get at least a basic proficiency level, then you can leave here no problem. And once you figure out where the stores are, you know, how to pay your bills, et cetera, things like that, then, you know, you can live a healthy, normal, productive life here and be very happy. It's very beautiful scenery and very nice people. So,
what is the climate like in the area where you are?
Sure.
What's the weather like?
All of the country, I don't know if I mentioned previously, about 3,000 miles of the coastline on the Pacific side of South America. In the north, the far north is desert, and the far south there's beautiful glacial fields, very beautiful parks down there. And where we are, I think it's about the 89th or so latitude. And it's up further north, it would be considered a Mediterranean climate here. The Mediterranean climate drops off, and it's considered Mediterranean with oceanic influences, so we get quite a bit of rain in the winter time for, you know, 3 or 4 months. You know, it might rain for 3, 4, 5 days, and then you might have a day of sunshine. And that makes it a temperate rainforest climate here. So you have some beautiful old-growth trees and very abundant water, which is one of the reasons that we chose here, because I had actually subscribed to Joel Skousen's theory of strategic location, and I think that this is really everything that I learned from reading his information applies here. It's very fertile soil and good water. As far as the temperature, in the summertime, you have mid-70s to mid-80s. You might have a day or two when you get in the 90s. In the wintertime, you might be down to freezing, but mostly you'd be in the 40s and, you know, low 50s during the daytime. So it's very comfortable compared to where I'm from, which is Boston, which is absolutely freezing in the winter. So you can see our whole house in the wintertime, you only have a wood stove. So it works quite well. Easy place to live as far as climate goes.
So if you'd like to talk to Jeanette again, what's one time more, get out your telephone number and your web page.
Certainly. You can call me, leave a message on my internet voicemail service, and I'll either call you back by that, or I can call on my cell phone. Soon I should be getting a satellite phone, but so my number in the state is area code 413-835-7961. That's 413-835-7961. My email, Jeanette@7chiliproperties.com, and the website is www.7chiliproperties.com.
All right, and then, of course, if you can't remember that, why, you go to my webpage, radioliberty.com, and there on the front page, you'll see a link to SouthernChiliProperties.com, and you can actually link on that, click on that, and it'll take you right to Jeanette's website. A beautifully done website, pictures of the countryside, and a great deal more information. More important thing, you can give her a call, and she'll call you back. Jeanette, thank you so very much for being with us, and we'll look forward to talking to you later.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stern.
God bless. Bye-bye. Well, Jeanette actually listens to our program down in Chile. In fact, it's amazing. We have telephone contact, and we have people listening on the Internet or on shortwave to our programs all throughout the world. And Jeanette actually called me in and asked about possibly advertising with us. She sells real estate, and if you'd like to know more about Chile, you can give her a call. And, of course, if you click on her website, on our website, RadioLiberty.com, you can get in touch with her. Well, we're going to be actually having open lines the rest of this morning. So our numbers, don't forget, is 877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. Of course, we're having increasing problems. Just read that the Moody's had written down Portugal's debt. Basically, they're trying to tell you things are going to be fine over in Europe. Greece is moving into austerity. The banks are going to roll over their loans. The problem is that there's not simply Greece. Greece is the least of the problems over there. Italy, Spain, Portugal, Belgium, they are all having serious economic problems because they've run up massive debts. And, of course, ordinarily, when you have a massive debt, why, you have several choices. One, of course, you can grow your way out of debt. And there's just no way reasonably that these countries can, because they're trapped in the system. They don't control their own destiny because they don't control their currency. They've gone into the European Union, and they never should have. Well, the second means that you can do is you can default on your debt. But if you default on your debt, why, of course, then the banks that have lent you money in France and Germany would go down. And since a lot of the money market money funds from the United States are invested in those banks, it would have a tremendous effect here, as well as the fact that American banks have guaranteed of written insurance policies or derivative policies that say, oh, you don't have to worry about Greece and Portugal and Spain and Italy. We'll guarantee those debts. So if they don't pay their debts, why, of course, our banks get in trouble. And the third thing that the ordinarily countries can do is what the United States is doing, and that's hyperinflate away their debts, simply destroy the debt by destroying the value of the currency. But, of course, the big countries can't do that because they do not control their own currency. They're all part of the European currency. So, of course, in all probability, they're going to simply default. And if they do default, the whole world monetary system begins to come down. Well, it's going to be open line, 877-254-7524. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
Florida Tile in Fort Collins is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return home. We honor those who've given their lives to fight terrorism. This message is courtesy of Florida Tile at 1833 East Harmony Road, number 9 in Fort Collins. They support the men and women of our armed forces in our community.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here. It's going to be open lines for the rest of this morning. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And we hear a lot about the Republicans and the Democrats and looming, of course, of a point where we have to either extend, increase the debt limit, or face default and the implications default would have. Well, basically, by raising the debt limit, we're saying we're going to get out of debt by borrowing more money. You can't do that, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get ourselves, spend ourselves into prosperity. We're just going to keep spending and spending and spending. Do you realize that 40 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends is spent, borrowed money? I mean, everything is based upon increasing the debt. Now, why are these things happening? The Republicans want to cut taxes or maintain the tax rates for the wealthy. And, of course, they're paying lower taxes than they ever have before. And almost 40% of our population doesn't pay any federal income tax. Why is that? Because they want to buy their support. I mean, wouldn't you like not to have to pay any income tax? In fact, if you don't make enough money, they'll just send you money. And that's how you get people to vote for the corrupt system. Because the whole thing is designed keep electing people to Congress who will not do the right thing, who will not expose what is really going on. What is really going on? There's a planned program to destroy this country, to impoverish our people, to destroy the value of our currency. There is a small little clique that control both political parties. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. Cindy Gary Allen exposed them 40 years ago in a little book called Nandair Kala Conspiracy. It was a front for a secret society. Their goal was a world government under the control of a ruling elite, and they are still there today. Their headquarters in the United States, 58 East 68th Street in New York City, at the Harold Pratt House. Their headquarters in London, number 10 St. James Square, in London, just off of Trafalgar Square. In London, they call it Chatham House. Here they call it the Harold Pratt House. And here is where the rich meet and eat and plan the demise of Western civilization. Why would rational people want to destroy Western civilization? Because we're not dealing with rational people. We're dealing with people who worship a different god. They have a different worldview. They believe that we need a ruling elite. They believe common people should not be allowed to be free. They believe there are too many people in the world, and they're devising all sorts of plans to eliminate large parts of the population. Why do you think, of course, that they are coming up with genetically modified foods, and which, of course, destroy fertility, endanger our health? At what the same time they've created the doomsday seed bank up off the Arctic coast with normal seeds? Why they want to be able to have normal seeds, a great supply of normal seeds, when they start in all over again? They plan to eliminate most of the people in the world through wars and through new diseases they've created and through certainly famines. And, in fact, look and see what's happening today. A large part of the Middle West is underwater. They can't put in crops. Other parts, they actually have droughts in Kansas, Texas, other areas. So the crops aren't coming up, and certainly all throughout the world. We're seeing food shortages. There are certainly great floods in China and in Australia. Weather like we've never seen it before. Tornadoes, hurricanes. I mean, you haven't seen this sort of thing in the past, earthquakes, not to this degree. And they can produce them all. And it's all top secret because we don't want Osama bin Laden to find out what the government is doing. So everything that has to do with weather modification, everything that has to do with what goes on in government, it's all secret. It has to be secret. Because the last thing you would want is for the American people to know that they're destroying the lives and minds of their children through the vaccination programs they keep insisting on. I mean, why do we have 1 in 9 American children with asthma, severe asthma today? 1 in 11 to 12 children with allergies. 1 to every 13 or 14 children with severe food allergies. Why do we see this? Why do we see so many people with autoimmune diseases. It is because the vaccination programs that prime the immune system, the allergic response system, altered the immune system. They know exactly what they're doing. And if you haven't heard my talk on the specter haunting America, you really should, because it gives you a good overview of what they're doing with the vaccine programs. And, of course, certainly vaccines have changed the pattern of disease in our country. But, of course, what's the risk-benefit ratio going along, of course, with it changing the immune system of our entire population? They've dramatically increased the incidence of cancer. Why do you think that it used to be that 1 in 17 Americans got cancer beginning of the last century? Today, 1 in 3, moving towards 1 in 2. Cancer is in large part the disease of the immune system. Our bodies ordinarily can take care of cell mutations. But you change the structure of the immune system. Why, of course, the body can't take care of it, and people then, of course, you effectively suppress effective treatments, and you endanger the health of the people. You do that by aerial spraying. They know exactly what they're doing. You need to get the DVD. What in the world are they spraying? Goes into geoengineering. And, of course, you want to go to Rosalind Peterson's excellent website. And she would read the government military reports, owning the weather by 2025. You can find that on the Internet. We'll be offering that at the seminar we're going to be putting on. They are actively spraying and creating this cap over the sky, supposedly by putting aluminum and barium and titanium up there. Why they're going to reflect the sun's rays? They know what they're doing. Sydney, William Thomas, and you can find this in Joel Skousen's website, World Affairs Brief. William Thomas, who I interviewed, and I think him to be an honorable man, was able to get somebody who worked for government to talk about what's going on, to reveal what's going on. Of course, the man feared for his life. He like Deep Throat, William Thomas called him Deep Sky, but he was an air traffic controller, worked for government agencies. But people who work for government agencies are not allowed to tell the truth. If they do, of course, they endanger their jobs, their pension. They will go after you if you dare to tell the truth, or maybe it'll even be somewhat worse. Like the people, the sailors on the USS Liberty, were told if they ever reveal what really happened after the attack, why they'd be sent to Leavenworth or worse, and they know what they meant. They meant they would be killed. My number 877-254-7544.
American Legacy Firearms in Fort Collins reminds us to salute our troops. Show them your support and send a care package today. This message from American Legacy Firearms in Fort Collins, the leader in custom engraved and laser engraved limited edition firearms and one-of-a-kind guns you can't find anywhere like NRA pistols. They offer special prices for NRA members and veterans. Call 221-0502. That's 221-0502, or visit them online at AmericanLegacyFirearms.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Clay's Well Service says during summer, children should not be without hope or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step toward negative behavior is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to a park, library, or other supervised activity. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. That's from Clay's Well Service, the time-proven rotary well drilling expert serving farm, home, and industry with Equa expertise. Water systems and emergency pump service to serve your specific needs. Just call 307-286-8914.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, I'm Stan Tyke here at the American Freedom Network, and of course, it's open lines. If you'd like to give us a call, it's 877-254-7524. But of course, the point we're making is they're intentionally destroying our economy. Why? Because the agenda of the invisible government is to transfer the wealth and the manufacturing, the jobs of our nation to other countries. They've already sent over 8 million manufacturing jobs to other countries. They encourage corporations to leave this country. Meaning, if you are an American corporation producing overseas, you don't pay any taxes. Your American corporation pays 35% taxes in the United States. We have the highest corporate tax rate anywhere in the world. As you go overseas, you don't pay taxes. Why would you set up a system like that? Why it's designed to move our industries overseas? And that's the agenda. Well, we can't let you common people know that. Well, we have a caller. Who's on the line?
And it's Susie from Northern Colorado.
Hi, Susie. How are you doing?
I'm calling to inquire whether or not you might have my friend on your show. Her name is Virginia Farber. She's an expert in these ground wave radiations, pulse microwaves of the smart meters, the towers and the antenna, the tetra and the harp, you know. I know she's emailed you, but she hasn't heard from you, and I think it's real important because so many kids are growing up with this exposure to these towers and antennas and pulse microwave, and they wonder why they're all sick and they can't learn. I looked up antennasearch.com, and within 4 miles of my home, I have 56 tower structures and 285 antennas. And they wonder why we're all getting sick.
I think you're absolutely right.
Within 4 miles. The first ones are here in a third of a mile.
But you see, they know what they're doing. They want to damage our health. They have the studies that will show you the danger of excessive amounts of radiation. Certainly we can tolerate a little bit of radiation. We have for years. But
a
the excessive amounts that they're doing now are designed to do damage to our health. They know what they're doing. They just don't want us to know. So basically, my email is drstanradio@aol.com. That's drstanradio@aol.com. Email me her name and telephone number, and I'll be glad to put her on, okay?
I can give you her telephone number right now.
Well, let me see if I've got something to write it down with.
Her son was killed from an antenna that was beaming pulsed microwave radiation through the room he worked at. What? Her phone number is area code 970-689-3798.
Now, how does she know that this is what killed her son?
The doctor actually told her. But if you call her, she can give you all this information, and she's hooked in with some really important people in New Mexico and California who are fighting the smart meters. And the smart meter, of course, is the same radiation as the microwave oven, the cell phone, and the Wi-Fi. And people get turned off as soon as they hear that cell phone and Wi-Fi word. They're just they don't want to give it up, even if it's killing their kid or their kid's going to have brain cancer in 10 years.
Well, I think it's so important people understand the scientific studies show the danger of cell phones, and it does alter the function of the brain. It does predispose to cancer and cancer of the brain. And you go up on the internet and check this out. In fact, the University of Washington, I did studies that showed definitely in animals the predilection towards cancer of the brain, and they were actually threatened. The University of Washington was threatened with cut off of federal funds if they dared to publish the material, and they did publish it. And you can get the information up there. They threaten people to try to bring out the truth about the intentional effort to destroy the health of the American people. Yes.
Also, I was reading about Tetra and the ELF waves, ELF. They say that certain brain activities trigger people on Prozac to become homicidal or suicidal. Thanks to research by Illuminati-controlled companies, the network knows exactly how to use ELF waves vectored on a particular person by three separate towers to stimulate the Prozac-controlled brain to murder. This is being used to increase acts of anarchy and violence in order to help ensure anti-gun legislation. Simply trigger them to murder and then watch the people gun them down. I just don't get this. They are so cynical. I mean, and if you're on Prozac, you go, well, I'm on an antidepressant, but it's not Prozac. Well, any of them, they all work the same way. They're all made out of the same chemicals. So,
and you know
this
what
is scary. This is just absolutely scary that the government is doing this and using microwaves as a soft kill for us American people.
Well, we're under attack from so many points of view, whether it be the aerial spraying, whether it be the vaccine, whether it be the genetically modified foods, whether it be the aspartame, which is NutraSweet, which they know is carcinogenic, affects the mind and fertility, or the MSG, or the bisphenols in our food, or certainly the chemicals, or coloration, or aromas that we're getting from so many points of view. Doing away with DDT, which was a safe insecticide, and substituting all sorts of carcinogens. And then we wonder why so many people have cancer, suppressing information on the danger of many of the drugs that we're taking. In fact, even if people are taking so many drugs, actually getting into the water supply. I mean, certainly the danger of high fructose corn syrup, the danger of the fluoride in the water, and the aluminum that they're spraying into the atmosphere. We are under attack from all sides, and people wonder why so many of our children are ill, why so many of our adults are ill, why the incidence of cancer and other degenerative diseases and autoimmune disease are increasing.
I could put this picture in people's minds, you know, think of a piece of chicken on a paper plate in a microwave oven. The chicken cooks and or burns, and the microwave doesn't touch that plate, that paper plate. Think
okay,
of your
God
brain
bless.
As
Thanks
that piece of
calling.
Chicken, and
bye
it's
bye.
Just microwaving it to death. I'll get off and listen.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Bug Eyes Pest Solutions says that over the summer, children shouldn't be out of guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing to do. Give your kids supervised activities. The best weapon against delinquency is family time. That's from Bug Eyes Pest Solutions, who exterminate anything. They offer you a complete pest control service for business, industry, and home. Call 307-214-3001. Bug Eyes Pest Solutions for information on their contractual services at sensible prices. You'll receive a written guarantee, free inspection, and estimates.
Well, Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and hope you enjoyed the program this morning. Anyway, of course, if you'd like to know more about the aerial spraying and the weather modification, we have two excellent DVDs. One is called What in the World Are They Spraying? It goes into this whole concept of geoengineering. What are they spraying? Well, it's sort of an aluminum product and aluminum oxide and sometimes mixed with barium. I mean, sometimes people say, I don't believe this can be really going on. Well, if you look at the sky, you'll see it. And basically, of course, the gentleman who put out this DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying, went to Hawaii here recently, talked with some fellow who worked for the FAA, and he, of course, didn't believe this sort of thing was going on. But once he'd retired, he started looking at the sky, and he noticed that all these contrails were up there, and they were going north and south. Well, of course, planes don't fly north and south. They fly east to west over the Hawaiian Islands, and, of course, there in the Hawaiian Islands, they're flying north to south. And then the sky is getting cloudy, and he began to realize, of course, that these were not commercial planes. These were spray planes. And they do, the military has spray planes, the CIA has spray planes, and actually Will Thomas got one of the men who actually was involved to talk about that, and you can find that at Joel Skousen's website, certainly World Affairs Brief, on the section on chemtrails. You can actually get the military report on owning the weather by 2025. You can find that on the internet. It'll be part of a syllabus we'll be handing out at our October 23rd conference. Hope you can come. Roslyn Peterson will be there, but she has tremendous amount of information on this whole program. And certainly there's no question they're putting aluminum in the skies. Their justification is, oh, we're trying to protect people from global warming. We're producing this cap up there, the stratosphere. But that aluminum eventually settles to Earth, and it gets into the plants and into the trees and into the water. And, of course, aluminum is one of the most toxic substances in the world. They're polluting the entire world. They know what they're doing. You need to get our DVD on aluminum. We have an excellent DVD talk by Dr. David Ayoub on aluminum. We also have an excellent talk by Dr. Ayoub on the danger of mercury. But you want to know about aluminum and the fact that aluminum spraying has the effect of aluminum on the human body. They know. They just don't want you to know. In fact, if you read the latest Dr. Blaylock newsletter, if you take it, and if you don't, I could send you the one page. He talked about how skeptical he was about all of this until he saw Ed Griffin's excellent DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? And, of course, then he began looking into it, and it goes into the toxicity of the aluminum that they're spraying and getting into your diet and getting into your lungs. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The DVDs you need, What in the World Are They Spraying? Weather Used as a Weapon, by Bob Fletcher, Weather, the Use of Weather as a Weapon. And then, of course, Dr. Ayoub talk on aluminum. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to attack today. Help us get through God. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your